Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Erin and I'm an alcoholic. My question is, how do we constructively review our day? Which is a step 11 question. And I came to step 11 when I was around about 5 months sober. And in the big book, our text on page 86, it talks very specifically about how we constructively review our day. And I have essentially used this same process since I first got sober, since I first look at step 11, to now when I'm 13 years sober. And it's helped me immensely. And if I go to the book, it tells me that, you know, when I go to bed at night, I constructively review my day, you know, with the emphasis being on constructively. You know, it's not a time to beat myself up. It's not a time to haul myself over the coals, or, you know, it's a time to actually look back on my day and see how I'm doing. And it gives us some really specific questions. And it does not take me more than about 5 minutes to do this at night. And I personally choose to write it down. I keep a notepad by the bed, but you could do it in your head or, you know, any which way. There's a couple of apps that people like to use that also run you through these questions, but I don't spend a huge amount of time on it. You know, I try to go with the first instinct that comes to me. And, you know, here are the suggested constructive ways to look at how your day went. So it starts with, you know, were we resentful? Well, probably me, definitely. There's not a day goes by I don't find some reason to get resentful. Were we selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? You know, and normally I would do that throughout my day if I have something, but having that review at the end, you know, so definitely there are times that I miss things. Were we kind and loving towards all? Well, I can always pretty much improve on that one. What could we have done better? That's an excellent constructive question and one that often gets glazed over. What could I have done better? Well, I should have helped out my husband with this, or, you know, maybe I could have been a bit more engaged at work and not so distracted. Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Well, if you're alcoholic, that's probably a big yes. Or were we thinking of what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life, which is what our purpose is now? You know, we need to be working for others. So, you know, if I'm looking at the end of my day and going, hey, my day was pretty selfish and I really, you know, I really didn't try and pack as much as I could in and try and be helpful to others and try and serve others, you know, that's a great time at the end of the day to go, cool, well, all right, tomorrow I should really look at that, you know. And if you're looking at it every single day, absolutely, it makes it more, you know, conscious right in the front of your mind for the next day. It says, now this is kind of your, you know, a little postscript, but we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. And 100%, that is, you know, I've had many times where I've used the evening inventory as a tool to basically whip myself and punish myself and, you know, try to find things that I had done wrong in the day. And that's really not what it's about. It's about being better for the next day and about trying to take the principles that you've learned in the preceding steps into your next days. So it says, after we make our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. So I end that little 5 minute period, you know, of reflecting on my day with a prayer to God of thanks and to help me be better for the next day. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.